Do you know, you already know, I don't even have to mention it. Flesh is going to hell in a handbasket. And it's because of flesh. We can blame anything we want to blame. You know, we want to blame the political system. We want to blame the religious system. We want to blame this, but it is what it is. And men need to recognize that it is flesh. I was talking to somebody's mother. Whose mother was I talking to? Well, you ain't going to tell me now. Lawrence, I don't need your help. I was talking to Lawrence's mother, and we were talking about something, and she said, I don't know, Pastor, they better be careful what they going to do when the rabbit get the gun.
What?
You never heard that? I had never heard that said before. And then Monday, a friend of mine, we were joking around, and he said, that's all right. Where do they look up? And the rabbit got the gun. So the name of this message is, be careful, because you don't want the rabbit to get the gun. Amen. And you really don't. These are the things that are transpiring in the lives of people, things that we have to deal with, probably a lot of us, on a daily basis. I'm just going to read off some words and give you the meanings of them. Lovers of themselves, self-centered. I'm going to give you a few minutes so you can sit there and go, I know somebody like that. Covetous, lovers of money. Boasters, braggarts. Proud, believing they're above others and they're haughty. Blasphemous, abusive, injurious speech. They don't have nothing nice to say. You know, if you don't have nothing nice to say, just let it go. Amen. Disobedient, unpersuadable by those in authority. Children, hear me? Parents? Parents in authority. Unthankful, ungrateful, unholy, wicked. And you know, they, when they got all these unholy movies off of these, when people being demons and, you know, kids' heads turn around and ghost movies and all this old kind of stuff. But where they got that meaning from, I have no idea, because when it talks about being unholy, it just means wicked in character. I know a few folks like that. Character just wicked. And they can't do nothing about it. The reason they can't do anything about it, because they don't want to know the God that we know.
Right.
Amen. And sometimes we have to realize that. It's a hurtful thing when you say to someone, don't take it personal. You know, it's hard not to take it personal, especially when it's leveled at you. But we have to get to a place where we don't take it personal. The only way we can do that is to recognize what's in that person. If we don't recognize what's in that person, then we will take it personal. When you recognize that their character is crazy and they have this unstable nature, you'll go, well, that's normal. And you'll keep it moving.
Right.
You know, but if you don't recognize that, you don't want to get with them. Without natural affection, without affection for family, hard-hearted, false accusers.
Oh, this is a good one. Slander.
I just put arrows in this. Slanderers. You don't think I put them in upside down, do you, Brother Andy?
No, I don't
put
the same on at all.
That's up in that cup over there. Double A. Incontinent, without self-control. Ooh, Lord, I know a lot of them folks. Don't have no self-control. Whatever floats their boat, that's what they choke. That's a new one. I didn't make that one up. You like that one? Amen.
Fierce.
Savage. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't hear you. Where my thing go? I just stick in my pants. I hope it don't fall down in there. Listen, the ladies had their own little conversation over there. Ain't that your chair right there? Okay. I was just wondering, you didn't move so close to Pastor Anise, I know it's going to be on. Despisers of those that are God, hostile towards virtue. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what? Traitors, betrayers, heady, rash, high-minded, to inflate with conceit. We just know people like that. You know, and a lot of times we allow them to affect our spiritual lives. And God doesn't want us to allow them to affect our spiritual lives. But see, what they don't realize, that you do realize, that what you sow, you're going to reap. You know, I taught this years ago, folks seem to think that they're going to reap what they sowed when they get to wherever they're supposed to be going when they die. If they realize that they're going to reap what they sow while they're here, they wouldn't be so quick to sow so much garbage. Hating on folks and jealous and envious of folks and trying to destroy folks' character. That's the thing. They want to destroy your character. Amen. Because they know that you represent God. Amen. What they going to do when they look up and the rabbit got the gun? You know, I love rabbit. But if he had the gun, he won't get eaten that day. Because he's going to have to either be a good shot or outrun me. But see, the rabbit I'm talking about is the seed that's coming back to you.
All right.
Go to Galatians. See, I love this platform because, see, each of them have their own ministry. And then I can teach or preach whatever it is God put on my heart. I love that. Amen. And I'm really allowed, they allow me to really keep it simple. The sixth chapter. I'm just waiting. We're going to start with the third verse. Now remember all those things we just talked about. But let every man, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, then he deceiveth himself. My goodness. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burdens. Amen. Let him. Don't look at you like that. Okay. I'm sorry. There go my book. A lot of time editing while we're doing our radio is and website stuff. He just goes edit because a lot of anything come out my mouth. Like, oh Lord, that's got to be an edit. That's that word. Edit, amen. For people don't realize that God's going to repay them.
Yep.
Or if it's us, he will repay us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think I want to be repaid in that fashion.
Right.
Not this time, sir. Let him that is taught in the word command. You know what? Let me slow down. I got all this stuff wrote down, and I'm just trying to run through this. But let every man prove his own work, verse 4, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone. Amen. Meaning he has the ability to endure and to sustain himself,
right,
and not in another. That means that he don't have to be caught up and dependent on somebody else's strength in order,
amen,
to make it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, we don't have to depend on pastors in order for us to make it. We don't have to depend on prophecy in order for us to make it.
Amen.
We don't have to depend on apostles, these type of things for us to make it. We can look into ourselves and recognize the word of God that's in us,
amen,
and use that very word to take ourselves through whatever it is that we have to go through.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that's how we prove our own work. And then, for every man shall bear or endure his own burden. Now, when it talks about burden, I can understand that, because the word burden in the Greek means freight. Don't a lot of your things you deal with feel like freight? Weighing down? You ask the Lord, can you unload some of this stuff off of me? Because I'm wore out. Help me out, Jesus.
Yeah.
And only word I ever get is that I've been helping you out all along anyway. How do you think you made it this far?
Right.
You couldn't have made it this far if I hadn't have been holding you up. Amen. What was that? Footsteps in the sand. All the time you've been thinking you've been walking on your own, I've been holding you up. And that's what God wants us to understand. But that's what gives us the ability to endure our own burden, our own freight, or our own troubles, or our own situations that we deal with. That means that you don't have to get on the phone and call somebody up and start gossiping about what you're going through.
Right, right.
Hey, daughter. Oh, you knew it was going to happen. Don't be looking all funny. You know, and you put your business out there, and they're going to keep putting it out.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Talk to God.
Amen.
It ain't like he don't already know anyway. He's already searched the intents of your heart, but it still gives you guys somebody to talk to. So if he decides to relay the message to somebody, they're going to be praying for you.
Amen.
Because he already know who to send it to.
Amen.
He know who we can trust and who we can't trust.
Amen.
Amen. So let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now, normally I've taught that means that you communicate to others in all good things. But I found out something, Sister Brenda's. Yeah, let me make that plural. I found out that what he was telling me was, if you've been taught the word of God, communicate to yourself what you've been taught, so that you can stand on the authority of the word that you've been taught. So the understanding and knowledge that you have in me will give you the ability to fight this fight. Because it is a battle.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a warfare, folks.
Amen.
We're in a warfare. And I hate to say it, but you're not going to be able to depend on nobody but the God in you.
Right.
But I got a problem. If you don't know him,
man,
you can't depend on him.
Man.
And you can't trust people, because they only going to put it up with you as long.
Yeah.
Say that again, Richard. It's all right. You can say it. You might as well let everybody hear it. That was a good one. Right. And it's the God's honest truth, though. You know, here we are, church people, playing games with one another, trying to be socialites, instead of letting folks know, you know what, I'm not weak because I'm going through what I'm going through.
Amen.
You know, I'm not a blessed person because I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with. I'm still blessed.
Amen.
You know, I'm still strong in the Lord. I still can fight and run this race.
Amen.
In spite of what I'm going through.
Amen.
That's because the very word that I've been taught, or that I've been in, the word God has enhanced in my life, I can use that word now to remind myself or teach myself the things that I need to know.
Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
And we just have to know these things because they help us. There's going to be times where you've already faced times when you felt been in a place with lots of people, but you felt like you were all by yourself.
Amen.
You felt so alone. You know, you're looking at all these people around you, but you still feel like, where's everybody? That is the time in your life.
Amen.
When you need to allow the word of God to establish in your life who God is in your life, and so that you can demonstrate, not to man, but to God,
amen,
that his word is true.
Amen.
We think we need to prove it to men who we are in God. But God wants you to prove to him who you are in God.
Amen.
Because if you can prove to God who you are in him, then you don't have to worry about anything else. Because if I might be wrong, but somewhere in there it reads, he'll fight your battles for you. I might be wrong. You know, a lot of y'all scholars. But I'm kind of thinking, Elder Fred, that's somewhere in there says, God will fight your battle for you. He can't fight it if you in the way you're trying to fight it yourself.
That's right.
Because you don't recognize who you are in God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. So let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Who teaches in all good things? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It says the Holy Ghost come to teach you all things.
Amen.
Good things.
Amen.
That's who the teacher is.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. It's not us.
Amen.
We can only relate to you,
amen,
what God has given us in our lives.
Say it.
Because we've been through it. We understand it.
Amen.
So we relay it to you because it might line up with something that you've been through or something you're going through now. But the teacher is the Spirit of God.
Amen. Tell it.
Glory.
Stop putting your faith in man and put it in God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
If you got your faith in me, I feel for you.
Amen.
Because you're going to realize the rabbit got the gun.
Lord?
I just said what it meant. Come here. I'm going to show you. Say, for instance, I've been dogging you, talking about you all around the office. Then whenever I see you, I'm just smiling in your face.
Oh,
tell you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, how pretty you are. I just love your attitude. I love your spirit. It's so sweet. But then something happens. And I find out that I just lost my job. Well, I've been doing my job, but I still lost my job. And I'm not sure why I lost my job. And then somebody tells you, you know that they lost their job because of the way they've been dogging you. You didn't know that. You hadn't heard that. The way they've been talking about you and just trying to destroy what you do in your work. You didn't know nothing about that. Guess who the rabbit is now? You the rabbit.
Amen.
Right. Jesus, thank you. Same thing at home. Don't worry about it. Nothing different.
Wow.
See, if I say something concerning the word of God, we got to have these same conversations. But that's all right. Amen. What does it say? Be not deceived. It means don't be led astray. That don't mean don't be led astray by somebody else. That means don't let yourself lead you astray.
Amen. Amen.
Don't allow yourself to think something that you know ain't true in the first place.
Come on now. Right. Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what the Word of God says.
Right.
You have two choices. Stand on it, or you don't stand on it.
Uh-huh.
There is no gray area.
Amen.
Either you do it, or you don't do it.
Man.
So don't allow yourself to be led astray. God, because God already know.
Hallelujah.
God is not mocked.
Amen.
You know, I was looking in some other Greek stuff, and you know, different Greek books have different meanings for different words. And I found this word, and its meaning, and it just tickled the heck out of me. When it says, God is not mocked. It's translated, God is not ridiculous. But we think God is a joke. Because we think all this stuff we're doing down here to our brothers, to our sisters, in the Lord, outside the Lord, we're getting away with it. But we're not getting away with it. Because it's in the book. You know, God got that book.
Amen.
And when you go before God, He's going to read your book.
Amen.
You know, we like to say, well, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It sure is. Whether you call yourself born again or not, it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And there's only one problem when you get to the box, to that area, is are you going to live or die?
Okay.
My Lord.
And see, folks don't understand that whether you live or die is based on the way you treat the brethren.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about it's because of the money. No, it's the way you treat the brethren. Amen. You can't treat church folks one way and then treat somebody that's not a part of the church another way. Amen. You have to have the same character wherever you go.
Amen.
That's why God said He ain't ridiculous. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That means, I like that. When it talks about that shall he, you all right, Sister Diane? Bring her down here.
Right now.
Yeah, bring her down here right now. Yeah, please.
No.
Don't bring her all the way.
I'm coming to her.
Yeah, go to her.
I'm coming to her. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this spirit of death that's trying to overwhelm her right now. Lord God, I see the life in her body. Father, we're talking on flesh, and flesh is trying to destroy everything that she came to receive. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, I decree that the healing power of God will begin to flow right now. Touch her equilibrium, Father. Lord God, touch her blood pressure, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit. Have your way in her life right now, Father. She pressed her way to get out of here this morning. She didn't feel good when she was coming. But, Father, she said if she make it to the house of God, she can get what she needed, Father. So you give her what she needs this morning. Move by your shape, and it ain't going to hold her shape. Move by your Spirit right now, Father. Decree healing in her life, Lord God, from the soles of her feet to the crown of her head. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the strength of this earth that you created flow up into her body right now. Father, let healing flow, Lord God. And I thank you for it right now, Nico. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh do what?
Reap.
Oh, I got to go back to verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know what the word reap is like? A boomerang. It's like a boomerang. Anybody ever played with a boomerang when you was young? Like to put my eye out. My mother said, "Boy, you better stop throwing that thing like that. Put it gone in the house. I got this. I threw that boomerang. I threw it real high too. And lost it in the sun. And when it came down, it hit me right in the eye. And guess who my mother was? In the window. She thought I heard her knocking on the window. I told you, stupid. Don't come in here. That's the rattle with the gun. Make sure she get a lot of water. Okay. Amen. God say you're not drinking enough water, sister. Die.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So here we are, the boomerang. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap. Anytime you try to make yourself what? Haughty? Ungrateful? Wicked in character? Abusive or injurious speech to others? Bragging on yourself because you think you have more than what somebody else has, have the ability to be savage to folks that not only been good to you, only done nice things to you, but you think you have the right to be savage to them, to you? Oh no. God says, they you sow into your flesh. You sow into the very thing that I told you not to. Jesus said, I came into your life that you might have life. Yeah. And have a more abundant. You can't have an abundant life if you keep sowing to you.
That's right. Come on now.
Because you know what folks fail to realize, Sister Angela? You want you. Christ in you wants God.
Man, come on.
Man.
Yeah.
And there's times in our lives when we have to make that decision. How much do I love God? Do I want him? Okay. Or do I want what I want?
Right.
I want God.
And a lot of times when you want what you want, once you get it, you decide it's too...
My God.
I should let that thing go.
Okay.
It's all right now. It's too late. Right. The rabbit got the gun. Shoot. I'm thinking about it. I'm getting like Pastor Keys. Bugs Bunny. Right. Always duping. Who that he's always duping? Elmer Fudd. Every now and then, Elmer Fudd got the gun, though. When he got it, he didn't know what to do with it. Somehow or another, Bugs Bunny turned around and caused the gun to explode on him. Amen. But the one thing about God, when God put the gun in the rabbit's hand, it ain't be no buffoonery. I like that, Brother Sean. I still ain't figured out what it means, but it sounds pretty good when it comes to dumb stuff.
Yeah.
See, I learned. I can still learn. Amen. So, we sow it to our flesh, to his flesh shall also. And see, listen, for he that soweth to his flesh. How many have heard that?
Man.
So unto his flesh. Who is his? Who is him? That old boy, that old man, that ancient one. That means if you give him authority over your life, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. Because I keep reminding folks this and they keep rejecting it. The Bible says he is the only thing in the Bible that's ever had enmity with God.
Yeah.
And the strongest word for the word enmity is hatred.
Yeah.
He is the only man in the Bible that hates God. So just think, if you yield yourself to yourself, you hate God. Is that simple? But if you yield yourself to God, to Christ, you love God. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to cost you something. It don't come free.
Amen.
A lot of times it costs you your mindset and your sometimes your peace. But as long as you stay where you need to be in God, your peace will manifest itself.
Amen.
And along with peace comes strength, and strength peace. So we've already made up in our mind. It don't matter what I have to go through, Mother God. I'm gonna run. I'm making this.
Right.
I'm gonna make this. I was laughing. I was laughing at her this morning, and I saw her pull up on the driveway. I looked at Brother Lewis, I said, what that woman doing here? Sister Angie. I said, what's she doing here? And she driving by herself. And I laughed all the way to her van. And I said, what are you doing here? Gotta do what I gotta do. Once she said that, I know it. I go, okay. Can I at least help you? I got it. At least let me help you. Grab me by the arm, okay? Well, okay. Why? Because we make up in our minds that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important that we don't sow to ourselves, but we sow to the things of God.
Yes.
And then it goes on to say, if you sow to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Yes.
That means you shall reap life everlasting.
Yeah.
So what that means is, it don't matter what you're going through, you still got life.
Yeah. Man.
You know what it really points out to me? If I fell out and died here today, I'm not dead. Y'all just pick this old carcass up and send it where it's got to go.
Yep, yep.
Because I'm going to be saying, I see y'all.
Yep.
I see y'all. I might say it like this, Samantha. I see you. Wouldn't want to be because I don't be looking in the face of God.
Oh.
I ain't never thought anybody that want to come back. We'll be praying, send them back. They don't want to come back.
No.
They will come back to this mess for.
Right.
I ain't coming back. Jesus is going to get me. I'm out of here. I'm not coming back to rescue nobody. I know that sounds a little selfish, but I'm not coming back to rescue nobody. When you can just think of how the apostles were around Jesus, how peaceful it was around him. Can you imagine how peaceful it is around him and God? I want to read life everlasting, and that means perpetual.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let us not be weary in well-doing or valuable doing. If you're not doing stuff that's valuable for the kingdom of God, stop it.
Right.
If you're doing stuff to lift yourself up or to lift somebody else up, quit. It said, don't get tired of doing what you know is right to do.
Amen.
You know, we get weary sometimes. I'm gonna be honest with you. I get weary sometimes. You know, because sometimes you say, you know, nobody cares, and you know, you're just doing this, and you got to deal with that, and you don't have this, and you don't have that, and you can see it, but you can't reach it, you can't touch it. And so you ask God, what is it? What more do I need to do in order to see what I need to see happen? And God is saying, all you got to do is keep being who I told you to be. Stop trying to be something other than that. And God told me that years ago. So I decided I didn't want to be like none of our brothers. Maybe that was the thing. To be like one of the Hart brothers. You don't know. We had ministers in the church that when they got up to talk, you thought you was talking to Raymond Hart or Doyle Hart, Maurice Hart, or Brazil.
Billy Joe.
Billy Joe, didn't nobody too much really want to talk like Billy Joe, but because Billy Joe stuttered a little bit, but he was a man of God, so it don't matter. But they mocked him. And I said, and the Lord said, if you mock one of them, I won't teach you nothing. And it was hard, because everybody else was sounding like everybody else. Sound just like the Hart brothers. And the Hart brothers, you think it's funny, they used to have to come up and testify. He sounded just like you, Brother Doyle. When I went up to the spot, they was like, who is he? How long he been here? I stayed in trouble this time. It wasn't intentional, but I stayed in trouble.
Same here.
But I didn't get to a place where I was so weary that I was ready to give up.
Yeah.
Because I knew what God had already told me. When you know what God has told you, not what somebody done told you God said, but what you know God has already told you, it gives you strength to stand and to do the things of God that you've got to do.
Amen.
That's why I get so caught up with Paul, you know, especially that verse when he's talking about, look here, I've been beat by my own countrymen, you know, I've been spat on, I've been thrown out of different cities, I've been this, and then he said, there's been times when they done beat me so bad and tore up my clothes and I was scantily clothed, I didn't have enough clothes for the type of winter season that I was in, but I kept going and I decided that nothing. I wasn't going to let none of those things separate me from my love and my God.
Amen.
Because I realize that as long as I sow in Him,
amen,
I have everlasting life.
Amen.
And you do know that when they got ready to put Paul on the cross, he said, I'll tell you what, hang me upside down.
Yeah.
Because I ain't worthy to be hung the same way as Jesus.
My Lord.
And they thought by hanging him upside down that they was doing something critical to him. But what they actually did, they put him in a position where he didn't have to look straight, but he could look up.
Amen. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
You better get to the place where you can look up. So, in due season, we shall reap if we do what? If we faint not. The word faint means don't relax. See, we can get relaxed. Sometimes we can relax.
Yeah.
We can have it going so good for us, we get relaxed.
Amen.
And then everything blow up around us and we're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, you done mess around and got relaxed. And Bugs Bunny done got the gun back. And see, one thing about Bugs Bunny, he shoots you. Bugs Bunny shoots you. I think every character that was ever on this show got shot by him. And it wasn't by a bow and arrow or by a gun or they got shot or a blasting cap or a stick of dynamite. He will shoot you. So make sure you sow to God and not to your flesh. So in your season, you will learn that how valuable you are to God. You know, I hear folks, I say it myself too, God don't need nobody. He can do it all by himself. But then I ask myself this question, says Diane. If God didn't need nobody, why did he send Jesus? To redeem us for our sins.
Amen.
And for Jesus to make us a many-membered body.
Amen.
So that we can be spread all over the world. Ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If God didn't need us, Jesus wouldn't have told them, go into all the world and compel them to come in.
Amen.
You know why God needs us? Because we're his children. And the parent always wants their children. No matter how silly, crazy. I ain't gonna say that other word. I always talk about say something. As soon as I say it, he'd be the first one it hit.
Messed around, say it.
Your mother will be always, that's right, that's him, that's him. You can try to see. You better leave well enough alone back there. I'm closing out. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men.
Amen. Yes.
That's everybody. You can't pick and choose who you want to be good to.
Amen.
And it's a lot of that going on now.
Sure.
And they call them what? Cliques. They've been called that forever, but the only clique I want to be a part of is Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
And if I can do that, then he's going to put us all together.
Amen.
Amen. He gonna make us all one big happy family.
Yes, he will. Yes,
well, all of us ain't gonna be happy, but we gonna be together anyway. And them that ain't happy gonna get happy because of what's coming for a lot of your spirit.
Yeah.
Let us do good to all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, who are of the professions, who are relatives.
Yes.
So if how are you going to be good to folks out there and then treat folks that in the Godhead like crap? I see it done.
Help us, Lord.
I see it done.
Shakaba, Kayaba, Shando, Oyaba, Ilaba, Shando, Koshitiaba, Ikobobo, Shanda, Kayaba, Iliobo, Shanda, Kabashitio, Shiliobo, Koshata, Ilaba. High-minded, heady, those who count others as nothing. When I've created all to be a part of my body, there are those who would discount others. There are those who would put down others. They count them as nothing, but I have come to die for them. I did not come to condemn them. I came to raise them up. And how can those that call themselves a part of me do such things? They shall reap because I said they're reaping. Did I not reap that which I sowed? I sowed life, and God gave me life back when he raised me up on that third day. And I dispensed life unto all men. Be not deceived. I am not ridiculed. I am not scoffed at. I am not a joker. But I am the Lord your God. And I pay back all men according to their deeds. Be not deceived. I am not mocked. But do this opportunity. You have an opportunity to do those things which I have commanded you. Only those whom I see myself within, those they shall be received. The others shall be scattered to the winds. For I'm a God of judgment. I'm a just God. And I see myself and my people, and they shall receive me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is in everything. Everything. He in things you don't like, and he in things you like. He in things that you ain't too sure you love, and he in things that you do love. He got something to do with everything that goes on in and around our lives.
Amen.
He's got something to do with it. Why? because God is going to make sure that when the rabbit gets the gun, it's going to be in the right rabbit's hand. So that he can defend you the way you deserve to be defended, because you put yourself under humility and subjected yourself to being humble in times when you really didn't feel like you needed to. It's hard to humble yourself when you've got people calling you all out your name. I don't usually get excited, so Jack, if you call me that MF word, then it's a battle. I might have to battle the flesh then. Yeah. I'll be talking to it. Down, boy. I resist you in the name of Jesus. I have to resist my own flesh. Yeah. I resist you in the name of Jesus. Because I'm not perfect. And I have the same ability that you have to go completely off chain.
Amen.
It's only by the grace of God.
Yes.
Because God look out for fools. I'm going to leave that other one out. That way I don't have to figure out which one I fall into, category I fall into. And see, that's important to God, because he said, don't call your brother a fool. That's important. That's what he said. Don't call your brother a fool. And Therese called me a fool all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I think he would like to. I'm excited about what God is doing today.
Yeah.
You know, folks want to know why they got earthquakes and why all these tsunamis and all these hurricanes, because it is what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to rain on the just and the unjust.
Amen. Amen.
Good people die, bad people live. Bad people die, good people live.
Amen. My Lord.
It just depends on which rabbit got the guns. And sometimes God got the gun. Amen. Before my mother died, we were at my mother's house, me and a friend of mine. And we got there about 10 o'clock that morning, and we sang songs, worship songs there all day. And songs just kept popping out, just song after song after song after song. And you know, and she was comatose, so you couldn't really tell whether she could hear or not hear. But the Lord spoke to me in my spirit, said she hears you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She hears you. Because she had refused to die. She just laid there. And it was hard on my sister and them, because they spent more time with her than the boys did. So I said, well, mine's got to go to church. I was preaching that night. Yeah, I got to go to church. Some folks say, if you knew your mother was comatose, you know, why didn't you stay there with her? What I'm going to do?
Right.
God ministry don't stop because my mother laying there comatose. God's work still got to be done. I got halfway here to the church, and one of my sisters called me and told me Mama just passed. I got to church, got my message out, and preached it. When I got to preaching my word, I went back to my mother's house and I wept with my sisters and my other brothers. And it hurt Rodney the most. Because she waited on him hand and foot. iron his clothes, cook his breakfast. He worked and made lunch. I don't even want to tell you what I used to tell her. Why you keep doing that for that? Oh. He wouldn't say nothing. He just sat there. Because he knew. I mean, she cooked that dinner waiting on him. He just had it made. So, you know, it hurt him the most. But God said, ain't nobody out of this thing. Just make sure when it's your turn to leave here.
Yeah.
And we are.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us we are.
Right.
It's subject unto every man to die what?
Once.
After that,
judgment.
See, that's the only scripture that ain't talking about you dying in your flesh. It's talking about you leaving here. But just make sure when you do that you can say to yourself, I fought a good fight. And I've run the race. Now I'm ready to be offered up. Let's go home, Jesus. So make sure you sow the right seed. At all times, unto all men, even them that persecute us and treat us like trash, who think they better than we are, or don't understand us. That's what God looking at. He ain't looking at how much money you got, or how pretty you are, or how handsome you are, or how knowledgeable you may be. He's looking at the way you treat. Men and women, especially them of the household of faith. Everybody stand. In the name of Jesus. We all know there's no one like you. And those of us that have been in some situations that we just couldn't see no way out of, you got in the midst of it and allowed us to see that we were already set free. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us sow unto the Spirit and not unto our own flesh. So that, Father, when the time comes, we find out that we rest in peace in you and are not disturbed by what we're about to deal with. I pray the blessing of God upon all your people, Father. Let the life, the ministry of justice and character and nature of God flow forth into their lives, that their lives might show forth you, Lord God, in the earth. Father, for they might say the same thing that John had, behold, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We are that kingdom, and God is waiting on that kingdom, and not only God alone, but the creatures and the flying birds and the fish in the sea, all waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God. And the only way that will happen, Father, is we corporately come together as one body, having one head, which is you, Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you unite us that we might go out and show forth your Lord, your love, your grace and mercy. Bless us, Father, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, healing our bodies, healing our minds, healing our souls, Lord God, going and ministering to our families. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak life unto those that are in the hospitals today, Lord God. Father, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord God, you are the life giver. So Father, give life, Lord God, where there seemeth to be none. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this body of believers today. And I pray by the power of God that you use us for your glory and your honor. Not that we might get the praise, but that you might get all the glory. And men might esteem you highly sick and rose again, that we might have life, and that this abundant life might show forth more than what we have, but who we are. So Father, I thank you right now for your blessing, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody keep standing. If you've taken an envelope, I want you to get it out. Bring it down.